Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running pro hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Boy, oh boy, I'm off to a great start. Hey, Bucks get the win, 118-108. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, Anthony Mandela, Evan. Before we went on the air, I'm trying to put my headphones on. I'm like, these things don't feel right. And they still don't feel right. They feel like, do you see the bottoms? Like, they're kind of like completely off my ear. I don't understand. And then I start talking. I don't turn my microphone on. That's going to be a great show. 118-108, Bucks over the Orlando Magic tonight. And, we're going to talk about the game, obviously, but the news of the game that happened during the game, Wojnarowski, Mark Spears, all those guys all over it, Marcus Johnson, finally going to get his jersey retired on March 24th. Finally. It's about time. He's finally going to get his jersey retired. Couldn't be happier for Marcus Johnson. Long overdue. Herb Cole just wasn't going to do it, refused to do it. They were at odds, whatever you want to call it. I thought for sure when they did the schedule of promotions that they were going to do at the new arena, that Marcus Johnson retirement was going to be part of that promotion schedule. It wasn't. And then, as you know, Mr. Mandela, I lost my ever-loving mind when I heard Nick Collison was getting his jersey retired in Oklahoma City. That I was irate. You've got to be kidding me. Nick Collison is getting his jersey retired, and Marcus Johnson can't get his jersey number retired in Milwaukee. I went nuts on the post-game show, Twitter, everything. Went crazy. Furious. And now comes word tonight that they're finally going to do it. You've got 2 months. Okay? You have 2 months to figure out what you're going to do. And looking ahead, and let me look ahead here myself, but looking ahead, I believe that is a Sunday afternoon game, March 24th, but let me just make sure that I'm right here and not speaking out of turn, but I believe it is a afternoon game, and it certainly is a Sunday afternoon game against the hapless Cleveland Cavaliers, a 3:30 start here in Milwaukee. And that is the game right before the Rockets game on TNT. Now, that would have been the better game to do it myself, personally, I think. I would have put it on the 26th. TNT giving a little love to Marcus Johnson, getting his jersey number retired that night would have been cool. But I'm guessing they didn't do it that night because they want their own crew there doing the game, giving him all the additional love on Fox Sports Wisconsin. That's my guess. I don't know. But Sunday afternoon, 3:30 game against the Cavaliers. Now, I would say, if it were me, and y'all can, they're going to do what they want to do, but you got to have something to go with this, right? Got to have something. I don't know what the something is. Jersey number is 8. I don't know what's on the bobblehead. Bobbleheads, I'm kind of sick of bobbleheads personally, but I don't know if it's another bobblehead or if you do something else that goes along with it, but something to kind of, you know, put it over the top a little bit more. So 24th of March, 3:30 start, Sunday afternoon. against the Cavaliers, and Marcus Johnson will finally get his jersey retired. And that is the best news for me that of the entire basketball season, plain and simple. Been asking for this for, what, since we've been on the radio on this station, I think. I've been begging for this to happen. And finally, it gets done. So very, very excited about that. Bucks continue to win. That always is a good thing as well. This time winning in Orlando. And it was great when Paschke told Marcus Johnson. Now, I would assume Marcus Johnson knew. He didn't act like he knew, though. Did you see it on TV when they told him?
He seemed humbled, I guess, in a sense. But I don't know how much of that was trying to suppress shock or just trying to continue to be a broadcaster.
So do you think he knew?
I feel like he knew it was coming, but didn't know that maybe it was coming tonight.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Because like I was watching it, I don't think they told him.
You know, at some point this season, you know, coming up before the All-Star break, you know, we're going to want to retire, you know, we're going to pick a day, but we want to retire your jersey this season. So I feel like he probably knew it was coming, but they kind of surprised it on him tonight.
Well, I don't know. I hope we get Marcus Johnson on. We put in for him, so we'll see if Bucks Public Relations is nice enough to get us Marcus Johnson on after the game. All right, let's go inside the box score. Bucks over the Magic, 118-108.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, let's start off with Giannis tonight. 32 minutes, 10 of 17 from the floor, 1 of 3 from the 3. Nice bounce there for Giannis on the 3. 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 25 points, 13 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, 5 turnovers for Giannis. Chris Middleton, 28 minutes, 6 of 15 from the floor, 1 of 3 from the 3, 2 of 2 from the line. Middleton's 1-3 that he hit, though, was a huge 3 late in that game for the Bucks. 15 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, and 1 turnover. Brook Lopez, 27 minutes, 3 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 7 from 3 splash. Mountain with 8 points, 4 boards, 1 assist, 6 block shots. He was going crazy there in the first half of the game with all the block shots. Eric Bledsoe, 31 minutes, huge tonight. 12 of 14, 2 of 3 from 3, 4 of 5 from the line. 30 points, a season high, 7 boards, 2 assists. And this is my favorite stat of all of them. 0 turnovers in 31 minutes to go along with that stat line. I'll take it. Malcolm Brogdon, 29 minutes. He was 8 of 11 as well. That backcourt was 20 of 25 tonight. 0 of 2 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 18 points, 2 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 turnovers. Bench play tonight, George Hill, 1 of 4, 0 of 2 from 3-point range, 2 points, 2 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 2 turnovers for George Hill. 22 minutes for DJ Wilson, 3 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 5 from 3, 8 points, 10 boards, 2 assists, a block, and a turnover for DJ Wilson. 19 minutes for Sterling Brown, 1 of 2 from 3-point range tonight, 2 boards, 2 assists, 2 turnovers, good for 3 points. Tony Snell, 14 minutes, 2 of 4 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3, 6 points, 2 boards, 1 assist. Ersan Ilyasova, 15 minutes, took 1 shot, it was a 3, he made it. Also had 1 board, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Bucks shoot 47 of 85 from the field, good for 55.3%. The Orlando Magic started off cold but got hot there in the second half. They end up at 47.3%. 3-point shooting, 14 of 32 for the Magic. The Bucks end up 12 for 30. And free throw shooting, 6 of 9 for Orlando, just 12 of 15 for your Milwaukee Bucks. Rebounds tonight, 32 for the Magic, 46 for the Bucks. Out-rebound them by 14 tonight. Only 8 turnovers for Orlando, 13 for the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks get the win, 118-108. 118-108. They are now 33-12. 33-12 are the Milwaukee Bucks. 13-8 on the road, and this Milwaukee Bucks team, again, going to play a lot of road games now between now and the end of February, but they have their work cut out for them. But again, if you just take care of business, beat the teams you're supposed to beat on the road. But you can't really say about that about the Bucks anymore because you got the best record in the league again. So technically, you're not supposed to lose a game based on that philosophy in life. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat. Okay, well, they're better.
Okay,
than
Joe.
They're better than everybody. So now that's not that easy. You know, when you're a 500 team, just under 500, then you have to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, right? Because there's not that many. So when you get crappy teams that are crappier than you, you better do something. But when you have the best record in the NBA, that saying goes straight out the window. Now it's, look, when you're taking on teams that are below 500, just make sure to do your job. You're going to have close games, and once in a while, a crappy team may beat you. It's happened to the Bucks this season, but they have been playing, really consistently, I think, for the most part here for a couple months, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, since the last time I can think of that the bottom kind of fell out for me, because I was in here filling in for you that night, was when they lost to the Suns.
Oh, yes.
Since then, they've just been kind of rolling. Every loss they've had has been somewhat justified in terms of the caliber of the opponent, in terms of how they played, the circumstances, either it was a back-to-back or is a tough road environment or something like that. But since they lost to that Phoenix Suns team, and I went ballistic on the show, a la you, they've really just, they haven't looked bad in really any sense of the word.
No, they really haven't. And that is something that you have to be super, super excited about at this point if you're a Bucks fan, because they are just really playing at a high level right now. And you start talking and looking at this roster, Eric Name writing his story on The Athletic about this bench crew for the Milwaukee Bucks. DJ Wilson, who, you know, is talked about to death right now lately because he's playing so well. But again tonight, 8 points, 10 boards, couple of assists. Got to be happy with that. Ilyasova contributing a little bit, Sterling Brown a little, Tony Snell hitting a couple of threes. George Hell maybe not with his best of nights, but still had a couple boards, four assists, three steals. Still doing things that George Hill does. And again, this was without Thon Maker, without DiVincenzo, without Pat Connaughton, even touching the floor tonight. And you still got good enough play to score 118 points. I just have got to be excited about this Bucks team right now. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is what we'll talk about tonight concerning Eric Bledsoe, who had a huge night tonight, 30 points, 7 boards, and a couple of assists. My question is simple. What are you willing to pay Eric Bledsoe in free agency this summer, considering what he's done so far this year? What number are you willing to throw out there at Eric Bledsoe this summer to keep him around long-term in a Milwaukee Bucks uniform? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Anthony Mandela, where to first?
Trell on the north side punched it up first. Now he's on The Fan.
What's going on, Sparky?
What's up, Trell?
Hey, I just wanted to say congratulations for you've been talking about this Marcus Johnson thing for years.
Yep, forever.
And I just wanted to commend you on that because you kind of said it was going to happen probably when the new regime got in and got their feet wet, and that's kind of what happened. They got the stadium business took care of, and now they're going to be retired in Jersey.
Yep, makes sense. It makes sense that he gets it retired in the new stadium, in the first year of the new stadium. Don't waste time. You've got him back on the broadcast team, welcoming him back into the family after he's pretty much exiled for years from this organization. And you knew it was headed in the right direction. And it finally pays off. March 24th against the Cavaliers, Marcus Johnson gets his jersey retired.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Now back to these Bucks. Very consistent team. Man, this looks new on the Milwaukee Bucks team. This is something that I always wanted. And now it's here. Now we just got to make sure that it's sustained and not a short-lived level of play that they're playing at right now. As far as Eric Bledsoe, Sparky, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I love Bledsoe. I love the way that Bud believes in him as far as him getting him engaged on the defensive end and sticking with him. I think he could work out, but not willing to pay him, and I'm not willing to play Middleton. I have narrowed it down. I want Brogdon. If I'm going to dish out, I'll take Brogdon for a nice deal and keep him. If I got to dish out some money, my target is going to be a Kemba Walker or a DeMarcus Cousins or somebody like that. I'm not overpaying Bledsoe because he's due for injury within his contract because he's played injury-free for so much since he's been with us. So I'm not paying him that type of money. And I'm not paying Chris Middleton because, honestly, to tell you the truth, this team has won despite of him. The backcourt has been more consistent than him. Brogdon has been there for the most nights. If he's not there, Bledsoe's there. And you get those points from Giannis and off the bench and from Brook Lopez, and they're still winning despite of Chris Middleton. I'm not giving him $30 million I'm not even giving him $25 million to keep him. So,
and for Bledsoe, you're not even considering Bledsoe.
Nope, because you're probably going to have to pay him anywhere from $15 to $20 million. And if you go on the law averages, you look at Bledsoe's career, you sign him to a long-term contract, you may as well get ready to pay him a year that he's going to be out most of the year, one of those years. So, not going to do it. Like I said, sign Brogdon. I like the way he's playing. He's a glue player. You don't have to give him $20 million. You'll probably end up giving him anywhere from 12 to 15. Fine with that. And then save your money for a big key free agent this summer. Or if you have to, wait till next year and see if you could pry Porzingis out of New York. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, Terrell, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Asking what would you be willing to pay Eric Bledsoe this offseason. Terrell says not interested. He can go somewhere else. Right now, got a tweet from Adam who says 4 years, $80 million. I tend to think it's going to be somewhere around $20 million a year. I think that's going to be the number that he'll probably command. And a lot of this will be determined by how well I think he does in the postseason. You know, if he goes into the postseason with the Bucks and Bledsoe's averaging, you know, 23 a night over the course of the playoffs, however long the Bucks last in the playoffs, that's going to increase his value too. Maybe he'll get up to 23, 24 million if he gets really hot in the playoffs. But I think right now you got to look at it and say, okay, it probably makes sense for Bledsoe to make 20 if Middleton's going to make 30. And that to me is just. But if that's going to be the number at 20 million and say it's 4 years at 80, that is one of your big three guys now. Plain and simple. If you're going to pay that man $20 million a year, Bledsoe, then you're saying that he, Giannis, and another player, maybe you think it's Middleton, those are the three that can win you an NBA championship. And there are some people, don't get me wrong, that think the Bucks can win the NBA championship this year. That think they have enough to beat whoever comes out of the West. I'm telling you right now, with Golden State getting DeMarcus Cousins back and seeing what he looked like last night, I don't think anybody's beating Golden State. But we shall see how this all plays out. But is this team as assembled good enough to come out of the East? Yeah, they are. If they shoot the ball well from three in the postseason, they're good enough to beat anybody in the Eastern Conference without question. Without question. If Brooke Lopez is shooting the three well, and Bledsoe and Middleton are feeling it, and Giannis is doing Giannis things and not getting slowed down and, you know, and not having big nights like he normally has throughout the regular season, yeah, they're good enough to beat anybody in the Eastern Conference. Anybody. They could represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals, and that's a pretty exciting thing to think about. So to imagine this team going to the NBA Finals or even the Eastern Conference Finals and then getting to an offseason and saying, well, 4/5 of our starters are now not under contract. Now what are we going to do? And how much are you going to spend on Bledsoe and Milton, get them back to try and do this again for 3 or 4 more years? That really is going to be the pressure and the key question around this Bucks team. And I'm glad I'm not John Horst, I'll tell you that much. Or Edens or Lazary or anybody else in that organization, the front office with decision-making power, because this is going to be a tough one. It really is. And or Budenholzer, because Budenholzer will have say in this too, I'm sure, to figure out who you're going to pay how much money to. And the reason I wanted to do the Bledsoe topic tonight was because Bledsoe had a huge night tonight. 30 points, 7 boards, no turnovers. If we're going to do this, we should do this on a night where he plays well, not a night where he sucks. And now you want to do the topic. Everybody says, oh, no, I want Eric Bledsoe back. Oh, absolutely not. Well, this was very good Eric Bledsoe tonight. That's why we want to do this. All right, back to the phones we go. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. How much are you willing to pay Eric Bledsoe coming up this summer? What say you, Anthony Mandela?
I'm kind of in Trell's boat. I really like what you've seen from Malcolm Brogdon. I think Eric Bledsoe is a really valuable player, but if he's going to want north of, I guess maybe I'd push it at like $22 million. When you look at the guys at the point guard position that can do so much more than him and how much they're making.
Go ahead. You got the list in front of you.
Yeah, I got the list up right now. No surprise, Steph and Russ are at the top of the list, along with Chris Paul and Kyle Lowry and Mike Conley, all making north of $30 million. Dame Lillard, $27.9 million. Drew Holiday, $25.9 million. Kyrie at $20 million. John Wall at $19 million. I don't think he's better than any of those guys.
Go after John Wall.
After John Wall, George Hill. $19 million.
Yeah, he's done after this year.
$19 million. Goran Dragic, $18 million. Reggie Jackson, $17 million. Yeah. Dennis Schroeder,
there is no question.
15,
he's getting
Bledsoe. 15.
He's definitely getting 20. There's
yeah,
no
he's
question.
He's getting 20. But what I'm saying is, can he make that jump? Can he really, in terms of market value, go out and say, "Yeah, I want to be paid like Damian Lillard," which is 27,
right?
No, so what, so I don't think he's going. Then it's between 20 and 27.
I think it's
push
between
25. Maybe
I think it's somewhere between 20 and 23,
something
somewhere
like that
in that area. That
so
would be
in
my
terms
guess.
Of pay, probably something in the range of the Drew Holiday and John
yes.
Walls of the world.
Drew Holiday.
That's how you see him.
That would be the contract. If I was Bledsoe, I look at Drew Holiday and say, I want that contract, and maybe he'll argue he deserves more than Drew Holiday. But that would be the contract I'm looking at this point.
If you're Eric Bledsoe, that's what you're looking
I don't
for.
Want to be
if you're John Horst, that's what you're expecting.
I would think so.
To keep Eric Bledsoe.
Right.
And, I guess I can't really argue with that.
And think about it from
I'm
this aspect,
I'm still holding
too.
Out hope for Kemba.
If I'm Bledsoe, I don't want to be compared to John Wall at any point in time right now with all the negative stuff flowing around John Wall right now whenever his name is brought up. To keep me away from that. But again, so if you're going to pay him that much money, and then Middleton at 30, you're talking about $52 million a year tied up in those two players, and you haven't paid Giannis the super max that he's eventually going to get. I think this is so tough, man. And I've been saying it and saying it and saying it. I just am scared to death of paying Bledsoe. Scared to death. Because I'm scared that you're going to pay him, and then we're going to get what we had last year. And I don't. That's what the Bucks had last year. That's not worth $22 million a year. It's not. It is certainly not. Now, if he's going to play like he has this year and be semi-consistent and be that guy going forward, okay, fine. All right. Then okay. But I think it's a huge roll of the dice that you're going to get that guy for 4 years or 5 years or whatever kind of contract is going to be. And that he's got to stay healthy, too. I mean, that's with any player at this point. Bucks win 118-108. Let's get a sports flash with Anthony Mandela. I see everybody on hold. We'll get to you. What would you be willing to give Eric Bledsoe? You just heard the numbers Anthony Mandela gave them to you and the different players attached to the salary figures and what they're making. How much would you give Bledsoe? And we got one of our guys, faithful listener and follower on Twitter, Trey, who has a very interesting take. And I'll tell you what he said on Twitter coming up next.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back. Bucks get the win over the Orlando Magic, 118-108. I think we're going to get Marcus Johnson on the postgame show, so Evan will have to be watching our hotline, our bat hotline. When Marcus Johnson calls, I think we might be able to get him on tonight, so we'll have to wait and see. His jersey retired, or going to be retired on March 24th, in case you haven't heard. Number 8 going up in the rafters at the new arena. Much deserved honor. It's a Sunday afternoon game. Get your tickets now if you haven't gotten tickets for the March 24th game. I mean, really, unless you have season tickets, who's looking that far ahead? And it's against the Cavaliers. So get your tickets. Be at that night. It'll be a pretty special night for the Bucks and for Marcus Johnson. Bucks win tonight. Bledsoe leads away with 30 points, 7 boards, couple of assists, 12 of 14 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Asking you, how much would you give Eric Bledsoe? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Anthony Mandela, where to? Oh, we got
Briscoe with the miss. Isaiah Briscoe, a rookie from Kentucky. Brogdon into the middle. Mm. What a beautiful left-hand scoop.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Did he give it to Isaiah?
That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports with Scott. So now we'll go to the phones. Where to, Anthony Mandela?
Dana downtown, been hanging on. Dana, you're on The Fan.
What's up, Dana?
Sparky, what's up? Long time no talk.
A long time no talk, man. How you been?
I'm good, you?
Good, yeah, man. Hanging in there, man. Just kids running my life. That's about it. So what's
hey,
up?
I got four of them. I know what it's like. Okay, so here's kind of where I'm at with it. I would love to, of course, keep this core group together, but that's probably not possible. This Eric Bledsoe, I would prefer over Chris Middleton because Middleton is so inconsistent, but that's not the topic. I think 20 is too much for us to give him. 17, 18 a year. I know that's probably not going to get him, but I think anything more than 19 is just too much.
Anything more than 19 for Bledsoe is too much.
Yeah, in my opinion, especially with the fact that you are eventually going to have to pay Malcolm Brogdon, who, in my opinion, I would keep over both of the guys, Middleton or Bledsoe, just because he is so consistent. And aside from Giannis, he's been the most consistent player on the team this year.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I like what he brings to the table. He's solid. You know, he's never rattled, and he's just professional all around. You know, and I just would prefer to have him over, you know, possibly last year's Bledsoe and what we're seeing from Chris Middleton this year with the, you know, hot one night, cold one night, cold two nights, hot two nights. And just, you know, we need, you know, consistency, especially from that position. Alongside Giannis. So that's where I'm at with the whole thing. Go Bucks, I'm real excited. I know we're not probably going to win it all this year, but we can dream, can't we? And it'll be good to see, you know, a win in the playoffs, a series.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, for me, I just please win a damn series. That's all I really care about. And if you're the one seed, you better not lose to the damn eight seed. I don't care who it is. I don't even want to think about that. I'll lose my mind if that happens.
Yeah, I'm not crazy enough to think that the Bucks are going to win it all this year. It would be nice, but you know, with the Golden State stack the way they are, it's going to be hard for anybody to beat them.
Yep, so, I agree. Dana, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Go Bucks. You look at Bledsoe's numbers this year, averaging 15.3 points per night, 5.5 assists per night as well. Now, back in his glory days, running and being the offense for the Phoenix Suns, to give you an idea, he was taking pretty much 16 shots a game in Phoenix back in 2015, but only played 31 games. 66 games in 2016, took about 16 shots there, averaged 21 points, 6 assists, almost 5 rebounds, and a steal and a half for the Suns when he was playing that much. Last year, he averaged 17.8 points per game, 5.1 assists, so a 4-point dip in his scoring total from the previous year in Phoenix. Now, this year, he's dipped another 2 points per game, almost 3 points per game, down to 15 per game. If you look at his assists, they're roughly the same. He's up a half assist. Rebounds, he's up a half a rebound this year from where he was last year. Steals, he's down a half a steal from last year at this point. And like I said, his points are down as well. So and part of the reason why everything is down is because you got more guys scoring. Brooke Lopez now, who, you know, that center position last year was worthless. They couldn't get any offense going from that center position. Now you legitimately have an offensive threat a little bit with Brooke Lopez outside and even inside to a certain degree. So he's not getting maybe as many shots. Malcolm Brogdon is starting now consistently, so he's taking a bunch more shots than maybe what Tony Snell was taking last year when he was starting. So that all attributes to it to a certain degree. Bucks get the win 118-108 over the Magic. I still think he's going to command somewhere in the area of 22 million, somewhere in that area. Others on Twitter have different opinions. Trey tweets at the fan. The question, what are you willing to pay Eric Bledsoe this summer, considering what he's done this season? Trey says, more than Chris Middleton. No. It's fine that Trey says more than Chris Middleton, but if Chris Middleton's going to cash in the way everybody thinks Chris Middleton's going to cash in, there's no way Eric Bledsoe's making that much money. I just, there's not a chance in the world that's going to happen. So it'll be interesting to see if Middleton's number drops from where everybody thinks it's going to be. Because everybody thinks it's going to be somewhere 25 to 30, right? And if Bledsoe's somewhere around 20 to 22. Now, if you can get Middleton at, say, 20 or 22 and get Bledsoe at the same number, rock and roll. I'm good. Let's go. But if you've got to pay Chris Middleton 30 and then come back and have to play Bledsoe 23 to 25, then I'm out. I can't. There's just no way. I'm doing both of those contracts. Those are huge number contracts. So for me, I think it's a little bit more of a money balance. And then whether or not I believe Bledsoe can do this consistently as far as his effort night in and night out, especially on the defensive side of the floor. That's where my concern is with Eric Bledsoe. All right, Mr. Mandela, where to?
Larry in Mequon, you're on the fan.
Hi, hey, it's great to listen to your show tonight. I think $20 million is good for Bledsoe. I think, you know, at 20 for Middleton, I'd be happy just like you are if they could both play for 20. You know, last year, the Bucks at this time were one game above 500. They were 23-22. This is unbelievable.
Yep.
In 1 year, what they've done. I can't believe 33. Like halfway through the season, 33 wins. It's unbelievable.
There are 21 games over 500. 33-12.
Yeah, compared to one game above. Where would they be right now if Jason Kidd was still coaching the team?
Not this good. Not this good at all. They may be more around 500 if Jason Kidd was coaching this team. Not really quite sure, because if Jason Kidd was coaching this team, would Brook Lopez even be on this team? Would Ilyasova be on this team? Ilyasova could have came here last year in the buyout season and went to Philly over coming to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Hey, now, what about Lopez? I mean, are they going to be able to sign him for next year?
You know, it's funny because I got a question on Twitter about that, and that question came from, where is it? Oh, from Joe on Twitter. It says, I'll do Splash Mountain right now. What would you give Splash Mountain, Sparky? And I responded on Twitter. I don't know what his market's going to command, to be honest with you. I mean, he's playing for pennies. He's playing for like $3 million this year on a one-year deal. So I think his number will be somewhere around $10 to $12 million a year based on what he's done this year for this Bucks team. Whether or not I'm right on that, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
That sounds fair enough. Now, what is Snell getting this year?
Too much. Let's see.
Is he signed? Is he just a year left?
Yeah, they just paid Tony Snell. Tony Snell's going to be here for a while unless they trade Tony Snell. Tony Snell is making $10.6 million this year, $11.3 million next year, 2020, $12.1 million. That's a player option, but he's going to pick that up.
Oh my
and
God,
then
an
unrestricted, that yes, that long. That long.
Torture,
indeed.
Oh no.
Yeah, he's going to be here for a while, so just buckle in and enjoy yourself some Tony Snell. Hey, thanks for the call. I mean, the good thing about Tony Snell is he's a good dude. I mean, from what I can tell, I've never had any bad interactions with Tony Snell.
You see what he did to Bango in that commercial, though?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, he's not a nice dude.
Bucks have some good commercials. I mean, say whatever you want.
I like the Giannis bobblehead one.
The Giannis BMO Harris one where he's in the bank trying to give identification. I've seen that commercial a million times, and I laugh at it every single time when he does that whole bobblehead thing with his head. Oh, my God.
It sells because it's half believable, because this is the dude that didn't know what Kool-Aid was until like 2 years ago. That he would go to a bank and try to open a bank account and not know what to bring.
But it also sells because that's literally what will happen. Like, the person will know who you are.
Sorry,
but you're going to have to give me a real form. You know who I am. You just talked about my mother. You can't. No, that's not how it's going to work. Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. You were there when I was born. Yeah, but I still need your form of identification. Oh, my God. Help
it's
me.
It's policy.
Yes, it's policy. Well, 118-108, Bucks over the Orlando Magic. Actually, asking you, what would you do if you were the Bucks? How much are you willing to pay Eric Bledsoe? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. How about X Factor of the Game, Mr. Mandela?
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryan Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
Without doubt, it's Eric Bledsoe. 30 points, 7 boards, couple of assists tonight, 12 of 14, 2 of 3 from 3, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. If you believe in the plus-minus stat in the box score, which I'm not a big fan of, plus 24 for Eric Bledsoe, number one, excuse me. I'm having all kinds of issues. I'm drinking Diet Pepsi, and I can barely talk. 118-108, Bucks over the Magic. He is your X Factor. We'll take a quick timeout, come back. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Also, you can tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. Some more tweets still to read. He's Anthony Mandela, the chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. Evan, other side of the glass. He's Sparky Fiver here. Back after this on The Fan.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
Bucks get the win tonight over the Orlando Magic, 118-108. A snowy night, a Saturday night. How did you do getting out of the snow this morning, Mandela?
I've been here since 5 a.m., so they hadn't really touched anything yet.
5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I was covering for Mitch, covering for Bodie.
What happened to Mitch?
Well, Jeff asked me to cover for Jeff, and then I figured if I'm going to have to go out of the house, I might as well get my money's worth.
Oh, so you called Mitch? You called Mitch and said, "I'll just do it."
Yeah, I was like, "I'll just do it."
Yeah, because that's funny. Because, well, we don't need to get into behind the scenes stuff.
So it was a time to answer your question.
I didn't realize you were here at 5 o'clock this morning working for Mitch.
I mean,
too.
I enjoy working here.
You should have had Mitch do the post game show. That you can't because you're working for Mitch too.
Yeah, I'm covering for Mitch for the post game show.
Oh boy, and your girl never sees you not because you're just always working. She's gonna just love me to death. 118-108.
You didn't do this to me. I did. I wasn't on the schedule today.
Yeah, I know. Look, you worked every shift. 118-108 bucks over the Orlando Magic. Evan, take note. This is how you.
He's not on the schedule tonight either.
Well, I know. I understand, but I'm just saying when you do get into part time in radio. You just take as many hours as you can get and try and work your way up as quickly as can.
The guys mentioned that to me this morning, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Cutting Edge Outdoors guys, because I had never worked with them before.
Right.
And they mentioned, oh, yeah, we know you. You're all over the place. Then around noon, Chuck Freeman from the morning show comes in here to drop something off. He goes, Mandela, what are you doing here? I was like, what do you mean, what am I doing here? I work here. He goes, you're just really here all the time, man. Every time I'm in the building, I see you here.
Yeah, that's good. So yeah, that's how you got to be. If you want people to pay attention and notice you and all that other stuff in this business, that's how it works. If you're available, you have a better chance of going farther along the way here. All right, 118-108. Let's hear from Eric Bledsoe, who had 30 points tonight, 7 boards, and a couple of assists.
Are you excited about this?
Yeah, I kind of am, but I'm most excited about we got the win tonight.
30 points for you tonight, a season high, 12 of 14. Just speak to your efficiency in this game, Eric.
I just tried to be aggressive, like I said in the first half, when I can, pick my teammates up, and just try to close this game out.
They cut it to 5 there with a few minutes left. You hit back-to-back shots, consecutive stops on defense. Does that speak to the growth of this team coming into an atmosphere on the road and being able to pull out a win?
No question. No, we kept our poise. You know, they hit a couple of tough shots. And, you know, we came back and answered. You know, we played great tonight.
Okay, so this is the deal. Eric Bledsoe there on Fox Sports Wisconsin. I wonder... like when this team gets to crunch time and this team gets into the postseason this year, because last year he was here for a half a season, not 3/4 of a season, right? So now he's a little bit more established in that locker room and so forth. I just wonder how much of a voice Bledsoe really has in crunch time situations and huddles and everything else as far as speaking roles, or if he tends to be more of the quiet type. A question we'll have for Matt Velasquez when he joins us at 9:23. All right, where to, Anthony Mandela?
Jacob on the south side has been hanging on for a while. Jacob, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
First thing I wanted to bring up was what a cool moment that was to kind of react with Marcus Johnson as he found out live. To see him get emotional like that, clearly it's something that means a lot to him. And I'm really, really excited for the guy. I think today in sports, one of the things that's most overdone is retiring people's numbers. And the Bucks are one of the biggest, violators of that. So I always said to me there's two numbers that should be retired by the Bucks. That's number 4 and number 8. And I'm glad to see finally that it's actually going to happen. So kudos to Marcus on that. Talking about the whole Bledsoe thing, you know, your call screener there, he asked me and I had to think about it long and hard, but just not something I can do. I got a friend who lives out in Phoenix. He was talking to me after the Bucks traded for Bledsoe, and he said, there's the Eric Bledsoe experience. He said, you'll have the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. You know, when he's on his game, he looks like an elite point guard. When he's off, he looks like he does not belong in the league. But one thing that he brought up that's part of the Eric Bledsoe experience that we have yet to experience in Milwaukee is the injury part of the experience. Based on where he's getting in age, his game is really, really dependent on his athleticism, that's bound to start going. And the fact that, I mean, it's a contract year, really, really hard to trust guys in contract years to pay them long term. So as much as I've loved his play this year, I got to go with a no on re-signing him. To me, there's a tier of who the Bucks should keep around as far as, you know, their starting five. 4 of the 5 guys are free agents. I think Brogdon is clearly number one. Him and Lopez are 1 and 2 because of their consistency and because in Lopez's case, the uniqueness that he brings to that starting five. It kind of makes everything work. I go Bledsoe 3, Middleton 4.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We are going to have to do a topic another night. is putting these guys all together and who they think is the most valuable of the four free agents and have them rank them like he just did. Because I'm telling you what, I'm sitting here looking at our Twitter mentions, and we got a bunch tonight. A lot of people saying, give me Brogdon over both those two. I'm just blown away by that. Like, I honestly did not think that's where this would go, and there are a lot of people saying that. And there are some people like hashtag Bucks Nation tweeting at the fan, 20 mil a year. True Golden Eagles tweets at the fan, 15 a year for 3 years, 45 million. I'd gladly do that, but he's making that now. So I don't think he's coming back for the same number. I think he's coming back for at least somewhere in the area of 20 million would be my guess. I would think. Kevin T says, pay everybody, not my money. Boom, luxury tax. Said it before and I'll say it again. I don't see this ownership group going into luxury tax. But if they do, I'll be very excited because as Kevin pointed out, it's not our money, so who cares? But I mean, they're good businessmen, it appears. So I don't think they're going to do that. All right, Mr. Mandela, where to?
Keith was at the game in Sweet. Orlando.
What's yes, up, sir. Keith?
Just want to put in a report from the Amway Center. I was able to travel down to Orlando this evening.
How nice is it? What's the weather like down there?
It is currently 71 degrees, but it was 80 all day. I played 18 holes earlier at the Deltona Club, Deltona, Florida.
Yep.
So I'm.
Have you ever played the Palm Golf Course?
You know, I really don't get out that much when I'm down here. Just I got a relative that lives nearby, so
nice.
Pretty cheap golf. So
and yeah, we had the biggest snowstorm ever for this winter here, and you got out of it. So that worked out well for you too, buddy.
Yeah, tell my wife that. That's great.
Yo, I bet you she's mad. Oh, that's not good for you at all. Okay, so what's up, man? What do you think? How much would you play about Bledsoe?
You know, Bledsoe is quite the enigma here. I think, unfortunately, you're going to have to really start talking about these numbers after his playoff experience this year because, you know, regular season ball, of course, is different than the playoff ball. And, you know, you're going to have to do a lot of base a lot of that on what he brings to the table over, you know, in April and May. I agree with the caller earlier in saying that he is probably behind Brogdon and Lopez on the pecking order. And, you know, Middleton, I love me some Chris Middleton, but it just seems like his skill set is more replaceable. I mean, Sterling Brown, I think if he gets those minutes that Middleton gets, probably not as good of a three-point shooter, but I think he's as good of a defender. I think he can create. I think Middleton has not put himself in a position to get paid like he would have wanted to. I think Lopez is, that guy's got to get paid too. I mean, he was phenomenal.
Yep.
He controlled that game tonight.
Six block shots will do it.
I mean, I know Vucevic went off, that's his name, right? Vucevic.
Yep, Vucevic,
Had some good numbers, but a lot of that was
27, 6, and 4, and 2 blocks for Vucevic on 11 of 24.
But a lot of that was on DJ and in switches and stuff like that. So, you know.
Uh-oh, we lost him.
Oh, there we go. Paid, so,
go All on. Right, man. Sounds good. Enjoy Orlando. Are you coming back then tomorrow?
Tuesday morning flight.
So what are you doing for the next couple of days?
You know, it's supposed to be upper 50s tomorrow here with a little bit of rain. I'll maybe sneak in another round and probably watch some football. And, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens. A little poolside action.
Man.
You know.
I'm jealous.
Life is hard.
I am jealous. Now, if it was me, I'd go to Disney World. That's what
there
I'd be.
It is.
I'd be
at the, I was I'd, waiting this whole call for you
I'd
to bring
be,
that.
I'd be at the Magic Kingdom tomorrow. That's where I'd be. But, hey, it's not you're not me, so that's all right, though. But have fun in Orlando.
Thank you.
You betcha. Take care. By the way, World According to Sparky podcast, 105 from 11thframe.com tomorrow at 9:20 a.m. Central Time. Looking forward to that, too. Let's see here. I'll sneak one more in before the sports flash. Where to, Anthony?
Scott in Menominee Falls here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I got a really quick question for you. You may not be able to answer it, but with all the success with the Brewers and the Bucks, and we're talking salaries of creating greater salaries with the Bucks. Can Milwaukee, as an entity, sustain both
successful organizations at the prices that are currently out there. I'll use an example. I went online tonight. I was going to buy tickets for the Bucks game on Monday. Unfortunately, at $150 a ticket, I'm not kidding you.
I believe you.
$150, low ball, row 23. I'm not paying $150 a crack.
I hear you.
Can Milwaukee sustain this success with two markets? I just want to get your viewpoints on it.
Yeah, I'll tell you something right now. Look, the Milwaukee Brewers do what they do, and do it for twice as long as the Bucks do during their season, right? And they put a ton of people in their seats. The one area where the Bucks have struggled, not only just from the natural fan base, but they've struggled from the corporate fan base of being able to these corporations to buy season tickets and then use those season tickets. And that is really, I think, where they made some hay coming into this year with Giannis. And if they make a deep run into the playoffs or to the NBA Finals, I think you'll see more and more of those seats get eaten up by corporations. And that's where the tickets will go. And then, like you said, you know, then average Joe is going to probably be in that smaller upper deck. Maybe that's where they end up, or going on websites and trying to find a cheap deal somewhere.
But unfortunately, the average Joe is the ones that are Milwaukee. And if Milwaukeeans can go to the games, why do we do this?
Well, Milwaukeeans will go to the game. It just won't be you or I necessarily. That,
the average Milwaukee is going to pay $150 to crack.
Right. No, I hear what you're saying. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, I got you. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I totally get it, man. In fact, look, I'll tell you right now. Hold on one second. I was just looking at
I'd have to imagine, though, that at a certain point on Scott's point there, that even at $150 lower bowl on what is a holiday for most people, it's not a holiday for us on the fan.
Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
It is a holiday.
That's what I'm saying.
It is a holiday for us.
Oh, it is a holiday for us?
I'm off on Monday.
Oh.
So is Gary Ellison.
It's a holiday for you.
Well, for full-timers, yeah.
Okay.
Full-timers can have off the day if they want the day off on Monday.
Okay.
It's an intercom holiday.
So I was talking about this with Mike McGivern this morning. I never had off for Martin Luther King Jr.
He's
day,
off for sure.
A day in my life.
Yeah, McGivern's off.
So it doesn't even cross my mind to be off. We always recognized it in school,
I was never
off for it.
I was never off either until working here.
But to Scott's point, I still think $150 lower bowl for this caliber of basketball has to be one of the best value tickets in the NBA.
But just hold on. Just listen up here for a second. If you go to ESPN's website and you go to the Bucks page, right? And then you click on schedule. And you scroll down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can see on here different things. So, like, Bucks home versus Dallas, Monday, January 21st. This says 439 tickets, as low as $42 a ticket.
Yep.
Friday, January 25th against Charlotte, 533 tickets, as low as $46. Wizards game, February 6th, 1,200 tickets, as low as $26 you can get a ticket for on those days. Now, again, if you're saying, well, I have to sit lower bowl or I don't want to go, well, then that's on you. I didn't ask him if he's ever been in the new arena or not, but the new arena upper deck is way better
great seats
than the Bradley Center upper
deck. I
think
I told you about this, right? I went for the green and cream scrimmage that they had.
I was there too.
Right?
Yep.
And I just went with my buddy. We just walked around the stadium the whole time trying to be like, man, that's got to be the worst seat in the house. Nope, this is a good view.
No, they're all good seats. I sat in the last row of the upper deck.
If it makes Scott feel any better, if you keep scrolling down what you were talking about on ESPN, it'd probably be cheaper to just get on a plane to Cleveland because you can get tickets for their Wednesday, March 20th showdown for $4.
Yep. Yeah, that's how it used to be in Milwaukee.
Just fill up the Prius with gas.
Listen, I'm not even kidding.
And it's probably going to be less than seeing the game here.
Back in the day at StubHub, you can get tickets for a dollar.
That is wild.
Bucks games at the Bradley Center. Back in the day, you could pay like a dollar and get Bucks tickets. Back, but a dollar a piece.
I have a story about that during the break.
It's crazy. All right, let's take a quick time. I'll get to a sports flash. Before we do that, defensive play of the game.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
118-108, defensive play of the game, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. What you got, Mr. Mandela?
Quick pass ahead for Martin. He works against Wilson. Great job defensively by DJ Wilson without fouling them.
I'll say great anticipation.
Now watch Jarrell Moore. He's going to give him a little bit of a hesitation.
All right, there you go. Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Evan didn't pick that out.
Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the call. You took that one?
I took that one.
You took that one. Very nicely done, Mr. Mandela. All right, let's take a quick time. I'll get a sports flash from Anthony Mandela, and then I'm going to tell you why it sucks being old on the other side of the break. And still hoping to get Marcus Johnson on before we get out of here at 9:30. Matt Velasquez will join us at 9:23-ish. We'll hear from Coach Boonholzer up next.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
All right, all right. Bucks get the victory over the Orlando Magic, 118-108. Injury report looking pretty good. Aaron Gordon didn't play tonight. Had some back issues in last night's game. That's why he didn't play for the Orlando Magic. But Bucks still in good shape from an injury standpoint, and that's been the one thing for this team all year. They've been relatively healthy all year long, and that's really contributed to them having a 33-12 record right now, 13-8 away from home. They do return home on Monday. 1 o'clock tip on Monday for that game. I actually am going. Kay and I are going. My fiance are going to that game on Monday. Looking forward to seeing Dallas, the Mavericks, and Luka, who is Mayor Mitch's favorite player outside of DJ Wilson. Not Mayor Mitch. What am I thinking?
Ryan Horvat.
Ryan Horvat's favorite player. Maybe a favorite person. He may like him more than he likes his own wife. I'm not quite sure about it. He loves Luka.
I think he would probably agree with you if he was here.
Oh, my God. That dude's face just, like, turns when you say the guy's name. He's like, huh? That's my guy. I love
cheek
that guy.
Cheek to cheek.
Right. I didn't tell him I'm going to the game, though. So, shh. Nobody tell
him. You're probably going to run into him.
Nobody tell Ryan I'm going to the game on Monday. I don't want him to know and then be mad that...
He's probably listening right now.
No. He's probably looking at all the lines for tomorrow's NFL game.
Yeah, with this on in the background, streaming on the free radio.com app.
Yeah, maybe. That very well could be.
I do that all the time.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Like I'm playing video games or something and I mute the sound on the video game and I just stream.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, see? Two birds, one stone.
Radio.com. Get that radio.com app. And for those of you that want Christian Wood for the herd tonight, 34 points, 23 rebounds, and 3 blocks in 26 minutes. He had 34 points, 23 rebounds, and 3 blocks in just over 26 minutes.
What's more impressive, that or that Boogie Cousins fouled out in 14 minutes?
Oh, this. Boogie Cousins will do that again. And again, this is the G League, right? So don't get too excited because it's the G League, but I don't care what league that is.
I thought that's what Bucks Twitter did, though, is they got real high and real low about stuff.
Oh, they do, yeah. But there is a growing contingent that want Christian Wood on this team to see what he can do with some regular minutes, and obviously it's not happening. All right, let's hear from Coach Budenholzer after this Bucks victory.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
118-108, Budenholzer just continues to roll. He's got to be Coach of the Year. I don't see how he's not Coach of the Year at this point. Bledsoe, 30 points, 7 boards. Giannis, 25 points, 13 boards, 5 assists, couple of steals. 18 for Malcolm Brogdon, 15 for Chris Middleton. And here is your Bucks head coach on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
A good win on the road. Sometimes having 2 days without a game can actually be hard. So for our guys to come out, have the focus. Orlando, a lot of credit to them. They made a lot of shots. They executed in the second half, particularly the third quarter. Cut it to 2 or 1, and Chris was great down the stretch. Bled had an amazing game. So it's a good win for us on the road. We get to go home now for a week.
Bledsoe, season 9, 30 points, 12-14. Just what do you think of his efficiency?
Yeah, I mean, when you're 12-14, it's like, you know, it's hard to argue. He made some threes. He got to the basket. He was aggressive. He did a little bit of everything. Got to the free throw line the first play of the game. So You know, he's just in a good place. He's playing really well right now, and I think he's, you know, doing a lot defensively for us. So it's just great to see him playing so well.
I know we talk a lot about Brook Lopez's three-point shooting ability, but what is his presence at the rim do for you guys?
I mean, I thought he really, you know, we were, like I said, we were able to build, I think, a 19-point lead at one point, and I thought a lot of it was just Brook's defense in the paint, Brook blocking shots, starting the fast break, just making them hesitate. His presence in the paint is huge. Yeah, no, it was great, you know, to have multiple guys that you can put the ball in their hands and finish a game, whether it's Chris tonight, Giannis other nights, Bled's 12 for 14, Malcolm's always good. So, you know, it's great to have a lot of options and be able to go a lot of different directions at the end of the game. Chris was really good.
Hey, Coach, Malcolm Brogdon is emerging as a star, and you have four players in double figures, but the East is getting tougher. Is it going to be key to have home field advantage when the playoffs actually start?
You know, having home court advantage is always something that everybody wants, but if you're going to win in advance in the playoffs, you've got to win on the road. So, you know, we're going to just continue to take it day by day, try and get better between now and the playoffs, and know that when you get there, you're going to have to win some games on the road no matter what.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
All right, so the Milwaukee Bucks get the win tonight, 118-108. That was Coach Budenholzer after the Bucks' victory tonight down in Orlando. We'll talk with Matt Velasquez coming up in about 6 minutes from right now. Vucevic was the guy for the Orlando Magic. Some talk that they may trade him at the deadline. He will certainly have a market to be hit for him. I'm sure they'll get something nice in return. 11-24 for Vucevic tonight, 2-5 from 3, 3-3 from the line, 27 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, and a couple of block shots for Vucevic tonight. Off the bench, Terrence Ross, love that kid coming into the draft. 7-15 from the floor, 2-6 from three-point range, 16 points for Terrence Ross. Couple assists, couple steals, and a couple of turnovers. Next best score, 14 points for DJ Augustine, 14 points, 7 assists again tonight. Martin was really the story for the Magic, hitting 4-5 from 3 tonight. Good for 12 points. That's your look at the enemy. All right, let's go to the Screaming Sicilian Pizza play of the game.
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo. You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
All right, Screaming Sicilian Pizza, play of the game. I think that's what I'll be having for lunch tomorrow, actually. I'm really trying to convince my girl to let me have the pepperoni one. She doesn't like pepperoni. So, like, anytime what? We get pizza, she picks off the pepperoni from her side of the pizza and puts it on my side.
So you
side
get
of
double
pizza.
Pepperoni?
Yeah, but that pepperoni.
That seems like a square deal to me.
Yeah, but that pepperoni pizza, I think, has pepperoni in the crust.
Oh, snap!
I think there's pepperoni like on the bottom of the crust.
What time does Pick and Save close?
So I don't think 11. You'll be in time. You'll be good.
Okay, cool.
Pick and Save time. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I could tell from the
bottom. That is a game changer.
I'm pretty sure there's pepperoni in the crust of the pizza. If I remember reading the box correctly, I think that's correct. Yeah.
You just eat her crust.
Right. Oh, man. So good.
All right. You ever seen those people that eat the crust end first?
No.
Maniacs.
I'm usually the guy that leaves the crust, and she'll eat the crust.
Okay.
Like the back crust
yeah,
of the
pizza?
Yeah, I
like the crust.
Normally?
Yeah.
Right. I'm not usually a big crust guy. It
the
all
crust
depends.
Is what makes or breaks the pizza.
The Screaming Sicilian Pizza, I eat the crust there on that pizza. But like if we go out and get pizza at a restaurant or something, half the time I just have scraps of crust, and I'll take it. Or for whatever reason, if we're at home, I'm telling you, I'm just not a big crust guy. All right, let's hear the highlight.
Terrence Ross. From behind, Giannis, cleanly. Great job defensively, and now Ross fouls George Hill.
Surprised you didn't go Brook Lopez.
The thing was...
6 block shots.
Well, the thing was, for the scream and play of the game, like, there's supposed to be a lot of energy behind it, right? And this little tidbit right here, this.
Cleanly.
That was the loudest Jim Paschke got all night.
It happens. Yep. It's all right. Tonight was about Marcus Johnson. It was about Marcus Johnson tonight getting his jersey retired March 24th against the Cavaliers, 3:30 start, a Sunday afternoon. Get your tickets now and be a part of history that night. Marcus Johnson, long overdue.
That's right around my birthday. I'm going to try to leverage that as a birthday gift, tickets to that game.
That's how you do it.
See if it happens.
That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports.
Usually
Wisconsin.
I'm here, though. My last two birthdays I worked the postgame show with you.
Remind me and we'll make sure you're not.
No, I like working on my birthday.
I thought you were just saying that you've been here your last couple of birthdays. Wouldn't you want to be off and spend it with your girl? Have your dad cook you some great food?
I mean, yeah, that's a good idea.
Hell, that's what I would do. I'd get your girl, go by your dad's, and have him cook me some, like, five-course Italian meal, and I'd never leave the couch. I'd be done.
Only five?
Well, however many courses.
Usually it's about eight.
I picked a random number. I have no idea. Eight courses?
There's usually probably eight different things on the table, and there's normally enough. If there's four of us, there's probably enough to feed about 12.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. Totally. I got to tell you a quick story. So, during the show, you know, I get text messages. She's at home, and everybody's going to laugh at me. We're starting to take down Christmas decorations inside today or tonight while I'm working. She's doing it because I didn't want to do it. I wanted to leave them up to like May or June or never take them down because I love the Christmas decorations in our house. I'm weird. But for Christmas, you know, the kids get her presents, right? So we do the shopping together, and then I normally wrap the presents horribly because I'm a horrible gift wrapper.
I thought I was good. I struggled this year.
Wrap them and then put them under the tree from each of the kids. So one of the combination gifts from the kids that I got, I hid downstairs and I couldn't find it. Couldn't find it. Could not find it. Have no idea where it went. Could not find it. So I told her, I said, look, I said, you got another present. I'm just going to tell you what it is. Because we get it for every year. It's her perfume that she likes.
Sure.
We get it for every year. I'm like, it's down there in one of the boxes. I can't find it. I thought I put it in one of the Christmas boxes, right? So I'm like, it's got to be where it is. We have like, I don't know, 10 Christmas boxes, 9 Christmas boxes, something. I went through all those damn things trying to find this thing. Could not find it. So I just gave up. I said, I'm sorry, but I lost it. It's somewhere in one of those boxes downstairs. So she texted me just now because she's down there going through Christmas stuff, and she picked up a box that says curtains and rods on it, so she wanted to see why it was so light. There it was. So I put it in a box labeled curtains and rods, and not in a Christmas box at all, apparently. She's like, thanks a lot, babe. I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Glad you found it. Glad you're able to use it now. Just, I'll tell you, getting old sucks, boys. I'm telling you, it sucks. Be happy that you're young now. Matt Velasquez comes up next here on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
118-108, Bucks over the Orlando Magic. Eric Bledsoe leads all scores for the Bucks tonight for the Orlando Magic. With 30 points and 7 boards, joining us now is Matt Velasquez from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening.
Question on the table tonight is, how much are you willing to pay Eric Bledsoe this offseason?
That's a tough one. Hadn't thought about that before I came on. I think the market could be really interesting for him. You know, he's obviously 29. He's had some injury issues. There's a lot of good point guards in the league, but he's obviously distinguished himself, at least so far this season, as somebody who, you know, is among the better ones. I think.
Is he worth, say, Drew Holiday money?
I would say somewhere in the 15 to 20 range would probably be reasonable.
So he's at 15 now.
Depends on what the length of the contract is, depends on what kind of role he would be taking, and depends on how far this team gets into the playoffs. They can get to the finals with this whole team. I mean, those guys are going to get paid, and they're going to want to keep them together. Maybe they'll want to, take some discounts to stay together, maybe not. But I think, 15 to 20 is totally reasonable depending on the length of the contract.
Yeah, I think it'll be somewhere in the 20s. And we were looking, we had the lineup of salaries and point guards in this league. John Wall's at $19 million. Then you start moving up, and you get to Drew Holiday. I think
John
if you're
about John Wall's about to be at like $40 million.
Well, yeah, it gets really bad at this point. I understand, but I don't want to compare anybody to John Wall because of the size of that contract. But Drew Holiday, I think that could be a number where if I'm his agent, I look at that and go, I want to be in that ballpark of Drew Holiday and in that range. And then Chris Middleton, like I said earlier, you know, if you could get both those guys, you know, each for, you know, 20 to 25 a year, I don't think that's end of the world stuff. But if you end up having to pay Middleton around 30 and then Bledsoe's looking for 23 to 25, I just don't think you can do both of them.
Yeah, I think just the hard thing for Bledsoe is, you know, there's a lot of good point guards in this league, and you can find guys who can run point and can do similar things, maybe not the types of things he does or play the defense he does. But, you know, they're a little bit easier to find that than it is to find, you know, a 6'8 wing who can on his size and skill set. Middleton is generally more valuable in the NBA now. You know, it doesn't mean that he's necessarily, definitively more valuable than like Bledsoe is to the team right now, because right now Bledsoe's playing incredibly well, and not that Middleton's, you know, playing terrible, but, you know, Bledsoe's just really standing out right now.
I'll tell you the one thing that I've learned from doing this topic tonight and doing a Middleton topic a couple weeks ago. This fan base is really kind of coming together, and we haven't done the topic specifically yet, but we're going to. It really seems of the four guys that have the ability to cash in this summer, it really seems like everybody's main priority is Malcolm Brogdon.
I mean, he'll probably be the easiest to get, probably the smallest number or one of the smaller numbers. I'm interested to see what his market will be because, you know, he is, like, you know, kind of the fourth option on this team, and it's a perfect spot for him, but can he be the second option on the team? That, you know, some nights he is for the Bucks, you know, but I think, you know, every year fans of pretty much any team kind of pick somebody who they're not going to be happy with, and this year it's Middleton. Last year was definitely Bledsoe, you know, and last year, you know, just a few months ago, people thought DJ Wilson was terrible, and, you know, we know how that's changed. So, you know, it all depends on how people play and how things are going. And Middleton was the cream of the crop, you know, at the end of that playoff series. Everybody said, wow, he was incredible. You know, we need this guy forever. And things change and people, you know, take on different opinions. And it's a long season, so we'll see how it pans out over the last half in the playoffs.
And that is where I'm at in Eric Bledsoe. That's where I'm at, Matt. I'm not comfortable paying Eric Bledsoe, to be honest with you, because I'm just not sure that this isn't a contract year type thing with Bledsoe. We don't see Bledsoe of last year after he gets paid. That's my fear.
Yeah, I mean, it's always scary when you get into the area of paying guys for past performance. You know, all these guys have played really well this season, and it's like, well, I need you to play well for the next couple of years. We're going to bring all you guys back. And I think a lot of people, you know, especially on the Bledsoe front, they still are kind of miffed by what happened last year in the playoffs when he disappeared. And Terry Rozier got the best of him for a series. And you know, that's something that he's going to have to prove when it comes playoff time, that he can, when the Bucks need him to close out a game, he's not just doing it against the Grizzlies and the Magic in January. He's doing it in the first round. He's doing it in the second round. He's doing it in big games, on the road, when they need him to do that. And, you know, that's going to be the major test.
One last thing for you. Somebody asked earlier about Brook Lopez and what his market may be coming up this year. I told him I had no idea, but I'd ask you. My guess was $10 million a year.
Yeah, his market is definitely a lot better. You know, he took the discount. You know, he took the biannual exception, and he got, you know, $3.4 million this year, and he's proving just how valuable he is. It really depends on what he wants to do and where he wants to be at this stage in his career. Does he want to, you know, take the money? Does he want to be on a team where he can, you know, compete for a championship? And, you know, I think the Bucks, you know, maybe they can get him at the mid-level exception next year, which would be around like 8 or 9. And that way they can kind of slot him in there. You know, but he's definitely set himself up to get paid. I mean, just the way that he's been a fantastic rim protector all year, not usually known for his defense, but he's been playing great defense. And, you know, he's a huge threat from 3-point range.
Matt Velasquez, as always, thank you so much for coming on. Have a safe flight, buddy.
All right. Thanks.
Take care. There he is, Matt Velasquez, here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show on The Fan on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
You can start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at FFPWI.com.
All right, let's look ahead to the next game. And, of course, it is with, yeah, Luka. He is coming. It's going to be fun. Giannis talked after the game with Matt Velasquez about just how great of a start he's off to. He's clearly Rookie of the Year right now. I think, right? Would you disagree with that?
I mean, I personally don't think it's close. People keep trying to make the case for if there's going to be a number two guy, that it might be Trae Young. I don't think it's close at all.
Well, and I don't think it's close either. I think it's him easily, for sure. And it'll be fun to see him actually in person. You have the Dennis Smith Jr. stuff going on with Dallas, possibly trying to trade him. Carlisle's trying to convince him not to want to be traded and not want to leave Dallas. Remember, he was the hot name last year in Dallas. And he went from the hot name in Dallas last year to the forgotten man in Dallas now, just a year later. And I'm sure there are a bunch of young teams. The Orlando Magic have been thrown in there as a possibility for him, as wanting him. I could see John Hammond wanting him for sure. So we'll have to wait and see if he actually plays.
That was a good interview you had with him.
Oh, thank you.
Up on Fan on Demand.
It is indeed, from the big show yesterday. All right, coming up tomorrow morning at, what time is it at? 9 a.m. Castle Lane Spare Time Bowling Show. We'll have Jeff Riegels on from 11thframe.com at 9:20. Looking forward to that. Jeff Gard, who got a big win for Platteville today, head coach at Platteville. They defeat the Pointers 61-60. He'll be on the College Hoops Show tomorrow with Don Wachilis, Ryan Horvath, tomorrow afternoon, starting at noon on The Fan. My thanks to Anthony Mandela, Evan, chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, and you'll see Anthony Mandela at Pick and Save.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.